We're in the Taylor Time studio. We're in Dalton, Georgia. I'm with Paul Murfin, who is president of Taylor Adhesives. And Paul, it's great to have you with us.
Dave, it's great to have you with us. And so excited to get you out of your own studio and into Taylor's.
I'm so used to saying that. It doesn't matter where I am, I guess. I'm still going to say it. And I think we've done several interviews over the time. And I think mostly we've been standing up with people running around us and a lot of noise. It's good to have silence, I guess, once in a while.
Well, absolutely. It's nice to have the comfort of Taylor's studio here.
Now, I can remember, because we've done interviews, I think, when you first joined Taylor. And I think you made some sort of note that, you know, you weren't really an adhesive guy or some variation thereof. I bet you are an adhesive guy now.
Well, we're 2 years into the role, and I'm not sure I'm quite an adhesive guy yet, but I'm certainly learning my way around the category. And I think it's still healthy. I tend to look at this through the lens of a flooring person rather than an adhesive person. I tend to think about flooring language rather than the adhesive language that folks in our company might use. And we're having a lot of fun doing it.
I think that's a real asset, I would imagine.
Yes, it's worked very well for us. I tend to look at things like, you know, not everyone in this industry is an expert in adhesives. And we've worked very hard to try and make this category as understandable as possible to many of the folks that sell, install, you name it, have to deal with it.
Now, I know we've all been through a lot of trials and tribulations as a result of COVID and up to this point. Talk about what this year to date, has been like in terms of sales of adhesives for the company.
Well, my goodness, this has been one of the more challenging years of my career, I would say. 2020 brought us the pandemic and things slowed down and we were all a bit uncertain. As we emerge from the pandemic, I think at the top of the list, we've just seen demand go through the roof. And that, of course, has been compounded by multiple challenges, mainly with raw material supply, labor issues, inflationary issues, you name it. But at the top of the list is just enormous demand increases for the business.
So year to date has been pretty nice, pretty healthy for the company.
It's been healthy, but difficult. Demand keeps going up and supply has not always kept pace with the demand. So it's been very challenging for the business and the folks within the business to find options to keep our customers in business. Our lead times have expanded as a result of that. Mm-hmm. We've been forced to do it. Our service is not as good as we'd like it to be, but for the most part, I think we've got through the year reasonably well, and I'm hoping that the future starts to get a little bit more normal.
Are lead times starting to improve at this point in time?
Not at this stage, no, but that's because we're sitting on a fairly sizable backlog of business. We have been successful securing some of the supplies that we really feel we need, and so we're optimistic now that we're going to be in a position to sort of eat into some of that backlog and improve the service that our customers have been so used to up until now.
I see. So total sales are up. Can we assume that the variety is also up, the variety of products that you offer the floor covering industry?
Well, I mean, the variety hasn't really changed, but the rate of sale within those categories has changed. So consider that we manufacture adhesives for every flooring category, from carpet tile, resilient, hardwood, you name it. And so, you know, we pride ourselves in being relevant in all of the categories. And as the categories grow or don't grow, we try to be relevant and keep pace with what's taking place.
Now, I would think that Taylor is a unique company in this business, in that I know it's owned by an organization called Meridian, and I know that you're involved in a lot of industries other than floor covering. And I suspect that that's a real asset for the floor covering business. Would that be true?
Absolutely. So we're part of the Meridian Adhesives Group, and we, Taylor, along with two other companies, Polycom and also Frontier Products, we comprise the flooring division of Meridian. And then we also have electronic and electronics business. We actually produce little syringes of adhesive that might be used to glue together parts of a cell phone, for example. We're in the electronic vehicles industry there as well. We're also in the infrastructure business, repairing bridges and roads, and we're in the packaging business as well. All told, we own 14 companies today, but the technology that exists in each of those groups, there's continual information sharing taking place, and so as customers bring us challenges, that we've got a host of chemists around the business that can help tackle some of those challenges.
Are there some ways you could tell us where those technologies and breakthroughs in other areas help people in the floor covering business?
You know, I'm not the technology expert. I mean, that's why we have these chemists around. I can tell you that we consider ourselves a technology leader, but above that, a solutions provider. So we rely on our customers and our business partners to bring challenges to us. How do I stick this to this and make it work in the long run? And so we sort of love to take on those challenges. And as customers bring those opportunities, shall I say, to us, we're excited to bring those to our R&D team, and they're very happy to try and develop solutions.
You just said that for my benefit. How do I stick this to this? I like that. I can understand that.
So I've got to tell you, you know, I spent my whole career in the flooring industry, and I can't believe how many different applications there are for adhesive today. So, you know, this role has opened up a whole new world to me, and it's been fascinating, I must say.
Are there trends in floor covering adhesives? I mean, over time, I suspect that there have to be, and are there ones, and I know you've noted you're not a technology expert in this field, but are there trends that you could talk about?
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest trend that I think the industry's seen over the last few years is the growth of resilient flooring. Resilient flooring being impermeable, of course, the thing that's really percolated to the top, percolated is interesting, is moisture. Moisture becomes an even more a critical issue given the growth of resilient flooring. So I think a lot of the trends in adhesives have been around creating products that are tolerant around high moisture conditions. And I believe that Taylor is a leader in that part of the world, that part of the business. I mean, that's one of a number of areas, I must say.
In getting ready for this, I thought about the goals of new technology in the adhesive business, and it seems to me, and you can add to this list, but speed, adhesion, safety, and you mentioned moisture, that's got to be a major problem. I guess those are the factors that these chemists work on from time to time.
Obviously, compatibility with the flooring product that they're actually installing is important. I would also say ease of installation is something that we're very focused on. So, you know, we're blessed here to have a really strong tech services team. So it's not just our R&D teams that create the products. They then get handed over to our technical services team, and their job is to, you know, confirm that, yes, this product works and installers will like it, or no, they won't. I mean, ultimately, the installer is the person that decides, you know, are our products worthy of their use or not? And so we want to make sure we keep them happy.
You know, there's been a lot of talk over the last several years, over the last 50 years probably, about the installation problem, basically the lack of a sufficient number of qualified installers. And I know there's been a lot of activity on the part of floor covering manufacturers and others to help in that area. And I suspect adhesives have a good deal to do with that, I guess, in terms of speed and safety and other things. Is that something that's in the back of the mind of developers in this business to work with and make it easier for installers to install product?
Absolutely. I mean, a few things we've done in the last couple of years. We started an advisory council, so we're always looking for input on what we can do differently. We've done a much stronger job of reaching out to the installation community. We are now the exclusive adhesive supplier to CFI, And we're very happy with the association we have with CFI and Robert Varden's organization. We're in connection with the Floor Covering Education Foundation. And then there's a host of other training organizations we're also tied into, such as Install or IUPAT, some of the commercial folks that are also involved. So we work hard to stay connected with the installation and contractor community. But I'd like to think we pride ourselves in listening more than we speak. We're always on the lookout for what can we do differently or better.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see the adhesive sector in general going? I mean, are there pressures on the adhesive business to go in certain directions? And I suspect speed has to be a major factor. I always hear from the people in the commercial end of the business that times to install are shrinking. And no matter what the best laid plans of mice and men, it seems like very often the floor covering guy is the last contractor on the job site and is under great pressure. And I guess a lot of that pressure falls on adhesive people.
I would say not so much speed from my seat, just ease of application and confidence that the products that they are using are actually going to work, especially in the commercial flooring environment. An installation failure can be extremely expensive. So I think our contractor partners are looking for ways to make their job, as trouble-free as possible. And again, moisture seems to be an ongoing and ever-present topic that we're trying to work with contractors on.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about the whole adhesive sector in the floor covering business. Are there trends there in terms of consolidation, say? Are there fewer players now than there once were? And how's that going to play out over time, would you say?
I mean, there are three, four, five industry, I would say, companies that are focused on, sizable companies in the adhesive sector. And then after that, I would say it sort of goes down to more niche-oriented companies that may focus on a particular category or a particular area. Mm-hmm. But you can probably count on one hand the number of meaningful competitors that we have.
So the big are getting bigger?
I think so. Possibly, yes. I mean, the other challenge we're quite honestly facing is, the biggest growth category in the industry has been floating floors, specifically rigid LVT and to some degree the continued growth of laminate. Mm-hmm. So, of course, when you float a floor, you don't typically use an adhesive with that, and that's a potential issue for us. So, we're also working on ways to potentially be used to provide products that might add value in terms of floating or a loose lay application, and we might just have some good news on that in the near future.
Interesting. I hope you'll share that with us.
In the future, yes.
Talk about some of the strides that the company has made recently and over the long term in the adhesive sector of this business.
Oh gosh, well, I mean, Taylor's about 40 years old as a company, was privately held by a family before a couple of sales. The company has always been a technology leader. We've been a leader in the sustainability area of adhesives as well. We have multiple firsts in the industry relative to products that, for example, use chemicals that are not problematic, these types of things. So a variety of firsts that the company can boast, and we're sort of proud of the history of innovation and leadership that Taylor has.
I've got you. You talked about 2021 and 2020 and some of the hurdles you've had to clear in that. Talk about 2022. What's that going to be like, would you say?
We're hoping for a simpler year. First and foremost, I hope that supply starts to improve. Our crystal ball says it's still very challenging into the early or middle parts of next year, but we're very much looking forward to starting to play offense instead of just playing catch up, which we've really done for most of this year. And then also we've got a couple of what we consider to be exciting introductions. in terms of new products, and also, secondly, in terms of rebranding ourselves again and taking the good work we've done with the Taylor marketing effort up to now and hopefully taking it to the next level.
You think we'll see those new products at Surfaces?
You will see those new products at Surfaces. We will actually introduce them to our distributor partners at NAFCD, and then we will roll this out to the industry in January of next year.
Very good. Paul, thanks so much for having us here. I'm very impressed with your Taylor Time studio, and I appreciate you having us here and answering all these questions.
I want to say we are flattered to have you come and visit us today. We normally see you in your own home studio, and we're honored to have Dave Foster in the Taylor Time studio.
Well, this is new in a way. It's the first interview I've done in a year and a half with my pants on. So thanks so much.
Well, and thank you for wearing your pants.
Okay. We've been talking with Paul Murfin. He is the president of Taylor Adhesives, and this is Top Floor TV.